The book of Numbers, chapter 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take you the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you shall there be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur. Of Simeon, Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Of Yehuda, Nashon, the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran. Of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number by their polls. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Reuben, 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Simeon, 59,300. Of the children of God, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of God, 45,650. Of the children of Yehuda, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Judah, 64,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, and after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Issachar, 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations and after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Zebulun, 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, of the children of Ephraim, by their generations and after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Ephraim, 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Manasseh, 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Benjamin, 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Dan, 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Asher, 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Naphtali, 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel, by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all they that were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For Yahweh had spoken to Moses, saying, Only you shall not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel, but you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels of it, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels of it, and they shall minister it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle sets forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there is no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So they did. End of chapter.